Blog Talk Radio.
Barbara Grace Reynolds, and this is Skip the Answers to Life's Questions, and today's show is about Faster EFT. This is an opportunity for you to learn and experience Faster EFT. So you might want to know, what is Faster EFT? Is it just regular EFT, which in that case stands for Emotional Freedom Technique, done even faster? Actually, it's different. Faster EFT, and the EFT in this one stands for Emotionally Focused Transformation. It doesn't have the scripting that EFT has. You know, with EFT, you start by tapping on your karate chop point, which is the side of your hand by your pinky, and saying even though, and then whatever you want to say. Well, with Faster EFT, you don't have to do that. There's really nothing to set up. It's working on a different level. It's not saying that you have disruptions or blocks in your energy system. It's more of allowing yourself to be open, to be clear, to let go of the beliefs all the way down to wherever they started. So you are truly clearing yourself, clearing the beliefs, whatever it is, out of your system, and it does work instantly. I can feel a difference when I'm doing it. Last night I started to feel a little rumbling, like my tummy was going to be upset, and so I did a round, and it was just one round, so I tapped on four spots and held my wrist and said, what did I say? Something about releasing any need to have an upset stomach. And I didn't have an upset stomach. The rumbling stopped. So, like in under a minute, I changed it. So that's one of the reasons why I really enjoy Faster EFT, because it does work so quickly. And it works on basically anything. And some things you can do just by going one little round, you know, in under a minute, you can have a difference. And in some things, you have to do it for a longer period of time to really get to the root of it. And it doesn't have to be one of those things where you have to say the perfect thing. With Faster EFT, you can simply focus on what it is that you're feeling. Let's say there's a situation that you find upsetting. You may find it so upsetting that you can't talk about it. So just allow yourself to feel that feeling. And then you look at the scale from 0 to 10, with 10 being this is the most intense I can possibly feel it, and 0 being I don't really have any feeling about this. Notice where you are on the scale. Now, you only do this so that you can actually notice the difference. And once you pick the number that matches what you're feeling, then you start tapping. And you can just tap and say, I'm releasing and letting go. Release and let go. Release and let go. Release and let go. And hold your wrist and say, release and let go. And then go back to that scale and see where you are. People will notice a difference even after one round, even if it's something incredibly intense. If you don't notice a difference, just do another round. Just say, release and let go. The points that you tap on are between your eyebrows or where your third eye is, the side of your eye, and it doesn't matter whether you do your left eye or your right eye, under the eye, again, it doesn't matter which eye, the collarbone, which is right below those two points that stick up down there, and hold your wrist. You can just hold it like, you know, your thumb on one side, your index finger on the other, and just apply a little pressure and hold your wrist. So it's really simple. That's all you need to do. And then check in and see how you feel. And when you go back to that scale, the 0 to 10 scale, notice whether or not it's actually changed. Now, sometimes we have resistance to allowing ourselves to change, in which case you can just tap on that. You know, you can just go to each point and do this resistance to change. Do that, and then check in again and see how you feel. See whether or not you are feeling more open. It's really simple, and it's really profound, and it's something that anybody can do. And you don't have to have, you know, certification and all of this other stuff, because it's just you working on you. You clearing yourself to make changes in your own life. And there's nobody more important in your life than you are. So why not do something this amazingly simple and see how it makes a difference for you? And if you have this fear, you know, that's coming up and saying, no, I really can't do this, and it's giving you this whole list of reasons why you can't do it, then you should just do a round on that. You know, just tap between your eyebrows and say, this resistance to change, this resistance to allowing myself to change. Go to the side of the eye, this resistance to allowing myself to change. Under the eye, this resistance to allowing myself to change. Collarbone, this resistance to allowing myself to change. And hold your wrist and say, I release and let it go. You take a nice deep breath. And you say the word peace. And when you say the word peace, you think about something that you consider peaceful, something you remember, some place that you meditate on, anything that reminds you of peace. You go to that peaceful place. And when you do that, you're allowing yourself to let go. Because for one thing, you're no longer, you know, stuck in whatever it was that you were seeing as a problem. And you are then allowing yourself to transform yourself. You are, in essence, getting out of your own way. And that's something that we do all the time. We get in our own way. We decide, oh, my gosh, the world is against me. Well, no, the world never sent you a memo saying, oh, well, today we've decided we're against you. That was you. You decided that. And so if you change your belief, then, of course, you change what you experience. Because, frankly, the world is not against you. It's up to you to decide what is true and what is not true in your life. And when you decide that it's okay for me to receive, it's okay for me to clear things, it's okay for me to change my life, then you can do it. So this is all about you. Well, you know, everything is really all about you. You are the most important person in your life. You are the only one who will always be there for you. Everybody else will come and go, but you will always be there for you. So the Faster EFT is a wonderful way of making these changes for you. And it works on any situation that I've tried it on. But if you're not sure it'll work for you and you want to ask, then we can do it and see if it'll make a difference for you. So just think about a situation or something in your life that you really want to change and that you haven't been able to change, and it doesn't matter why you haven't been able to change it, and give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. This is your opportunity to change your life, to start creating what you truly want and who you truly want to be. So don't just stand on the sidelines and watch and let it pass you by. You're just as important as everybody else in the world, and you deserve to change. So raise your hand if you're holding on the phone, and let's do some work on you. And I don't mean that, you know, you're such a mess. We need to do some work on you. I mean that you're such a wonderful person. There's absolutely no reason why you shouldn't just get better and better and better, because that is truly what life is about. Now, I've been doing this Faster EFT for probably about a month. Okay, I can go with that. And it's really made a big difference for me. It's offered me the opportunity to change my whole reaction, for one thing, to my sister's death. You know, I wasn't overwhelmed with all the emotion like I was with my mother. I was able to handle it. I didn't feel that loss, that hopelessness, that helplessness, that desperation. Because anytime anything like that was coming up, I was tapping on it and clearing it out, because I realized that that wasn't really the truth as far as death is concerned. Death is not this horrible thing, and I'll never talk to this person again and all that was led to believe. I still talk to people who've transitioned. I always have. So I know on one level that that's not true. But then I had this belief that I had been taught that said it was true. And so I cleared those beliefs out. And it made the whole process so much easier. And I gained so many benefits out of seeing things from a new perspective. And it really is our perspective that colors our world, that determines what we experience, what we feel, what we see. So if your perspective says that something is a horrible experience and it's going to be just completely overwhelming and you're going to have to spend days and days and days to recover from it, then that's what you're going to experience. But if you change that perspective and neutralize the experience, then you don't have to spend days and days and days recovering. You don't have to go through all of the agony, the drama, the whatever it is that you might have gone through before. It's your choice. So you can choose something different. This is a way of coming back into your power. All of the different modalities for releasing beliefs, that's what they're really about. They're about you coming into your power, accepting that you have choices. And it changes your life. If you do it. Of course, if you don't do it, then you stay exactly the same and you get to sit there and wonder, why doesn't my life get any better? Well, that's because you decided that it's not going to get any better, and that's your perspective, and for you, that is the truth. Because we each decide what is true for us. Now, we do have a lot of beliefs within us that we may not even know that we have. And the Faster EFT is also great for that. That's why if you just allow yourself to feel whatever you're feeling about whatever it is that's upsetting you, and you do the tapping and just say release and let go, then you're actually clearing out things that you don't even know are in there. So you don't have to know everything in order to do this. You don't have to have, you know, the perfect understanding of exactly what happened and why I feel this way before you can change it. You can just say, release and let go. I mean, how does it get any easier than that? it is so incredibly wonderful and powerful, and it really does transform you. And this is what I use when I'm doing the Loving Your Body and Allowing It to Change class that I do on Mondays at noon and 6 p.m. Central Time. And it's all about letting go of those beliefs that you have about your body. And I was working with a lady last Monday, and she was going through all of this stuff that had gone on in her life. And the next day she sent me an email, and she said, "And I woke up this morning, and I actually love my body. It's so wonderful. I just love loving me." And that is wonderful. And it doesn't matter how old you are, you can still love yourself. You can still clear that clutter out of the way. That's why I do what I do, and I really love what I do, because I love helping people to transform their lives, to step into their own beauty, their magnificence, their power. It's so rewarding to me, and I just love doing that. That's why I do this radio show, because that's an opportunity to work with even more people to help them to start making changes within themselves. And anyone who, you know, comes on the radio show and makes some changes and decides if they want to work with me, that's even more wonderful, because then you get to go even deeper and make even bigger changes in their lives. And that's what it's all about. We are always asking God, the Creator, Source, Buddha, Allah, whatever name you want to give, to change things. We're always asking that, you know, things not be the way that we are afraid that they are. And we are always given all of these opportunities to make those changes. And this is one of the ways you're given that opportunity. So if there are things in your life that you've been asking God to fix for who knows how long, then why not do it now? Why not start to fix it yourself? Because you do have that power. And one of the things that we are taught and we often believe is that we are powerless. And that's not true. We are powerful. God is always with us. The Creator is within us. There is no way to separate ourselves from the Creator. So when you are doing the work on yourself, it isn't just you who's doing it. The Creator is there. The Creator is part of this change, this transformation. The Creator is guiding you to where you need to be to make these changes in your life. So there's absolutely no time when you're alone, when your prayers are not being answered. And your prayers get answered in a variety of ways. So if you've been complaining about something in your life and you want to change it, this is an opportunity for you. You can just give me a call. Press the number one, raise your hand, and we will work on you. Because that's what I'm here for. That's what you're here for. So why don't we do what we're here for? And if you're in the chat room and you have a question and you're logged in, then you can go ahead and type it in, and we can work on you from there. This is a modality that works no matter what. The only thing you have to do, your part in it, is, you know, to tap along and repeat what I say and allow yourself to let go. So I'll tell you about how this has brought these interesting changes into my life. It not only helped me with the grief about my sister's death and everything associated with that, but I've been doing that Loving Your Body and Allowing It to Change class, and I've been working on my own body. And it's amazing to me the things that I've come to recognize that I was holding on to that was actually being stored on my body. I was taught to, you know, take on other people's crap, basically. And when I was doing that, I was holding on to I wasn't just, you know, helping people and then letting them go and letting all of it go. I was hanging on to it. And, of course, if you're hanging on to it, you've got to have a place to store it. And apparently I have plenty of room to store things. And that's part of the reason why I have excess weight. So I've been clearing out other people's stuff that I was hanging on to, because now that I realize I was doing it, I don't want to do it, because I don't need to hang on to anybody else's stuff. You know, once you help somebody release something, there's absolutely no reason why you should hang on to it. And so I've been clearing out other people's stuff, and it's having an impact on my body. You know, my clothes are getting looser, and I feel better. Actually, my skin is actually getting better, too, and I smile more. So sometimes the differences are just subtle little things, and sometimes they're pretty big things. I recognize that I have these beliefs that say that if I have excess weight, I am more protected. You know, and this could be based on the fact that in the movies, only the skinny women get attacked. And that's something that we don't really think about, but it's something that we see, and it does help to install beliefs within us that say that if you are physically attractive, then all of those men out there with absolutely no self-control, which according to which channel you watch, there be a few, it could be every man out there, and they are just going to see you and want you and take you, and there's nothing you can do about it. It's amazing the things that we actually teach, that we actually put out there as the truth. When you think about children watching these shows, seeing these things, and growing up believing that this is true, that it's beyond your control, that you're going to be overwhelmed, you're going to be kidnapped, you're going to be raped and murdered and all of this other stuff. We watch this with our children. What are we teaching them? So if you find you have these beliefs within you, the faster EFT is one of the ways that you can let them go, that you can start feeling safe in your own body, safe in your own life. It's really amazing sometimes to me how much we are taught to be afraid. And this is happening to us all the time. We are being taught to be afraid. If you watch the news, you are being taught to be afraid. You are taught that there are all these horrible criminals out there who are going to come and do things to you. Even if they're in another country, they have bombs and they're going to send them and they're going to destroy you and your family and your life and everything. We are being taught to be afraid. If you don't want to be afraid anymore, then the faster EFT is a wonderful way to start changing those beliefs, to start letting go of those fears. Most of that stuff really doesn't have anything to do with you. You know, knowing that there was someone who did something, even in the city that you live in, I mean, most of us live in a place that has thousands of people, and yet we act like it was us that was attacked, us who was brutalized or whatever. And so we get behind our doors and we make sure that they're locked, so that those bad people don't come into our home. And one thing I've learned from what happened with my mom's house and the fire, and we had to board it up, is that those locks don't actually keep anybody out. I think people stay out of locked houses because there are actually people in there. When a house doesn't have anybody in it, the lock on the door doesn't stop anybody from getting in there. Even boarding it up doesn't stop them. Last week when we went over there, we found that they had broken out a window, crawled in, and the back door was boarded up. So they had completely and totally knocked off the door and the frame around the door. And it just amazes me. I mean, I never thought about anybody doing anything like that. I thought that that was, I don't know, I guess I just thought it wasn't possible. And to find out that it was possible and someone could do that was just like, wow. So you can't get your security from the lock on your door. It comes from the beliefs within you. And despite all the things that have happened with that house, I'm not really afraid. I don't really have any need to be. Now, I have had to do some faster EFT on forgiveness because I don't want to go around harboring, you know, anger and all of that stuff towards whoever it is doing this. I really want to be able to forgive them so that I don't have to carry around. Well, it's about me. It's not about them. But forgiveness is always about you. So if there's somebody that you have anger about, that you feel did you wrong, then you can simply do the faster EFT on that as well. So you would just, you know, tap between the eyebrows and say, I forgive. And then you could name the person, or you could just say, I forgive. And then go to the side of your eye, tap and say, I forgive. Go under your eye, say, I forgive. Go to the collarbone, say, I forgive. Hold the wrist, say, I forgive. And then take a deep breath. And say, peace. And I can always feel it working when I do that, because I was doing that while I was talking to you. And the sense of peace, I can feel it, you know, coming into my body, which is good. I like that. It certainly beats the feeling of being wronged or needing to hold on to anger. So this really does open you up. And it opens you up to love. And that's something else you can tap on if you want to have more love in your life, then you could tap on that. You could simply just tap on, I open myself up to receiving love. Or you can say receiving and giving love. So just tap between your eyebrows and say, I open myself up to receiving and giving love. Look at the side of the eye. I open myself up to receiving and giving love. Under the eye, I open myself up to receiving and giving love. Collarbone, I open myself up to receiving and giving love. Hold this. I open myself up to receiving and giving love. Take a nice and say peace. And feel the energies moving inside of you. Feel the shift happening. It really is that simple. It really is. Now, what you get as a benefit of doing this with someone who's done more of it than you have is that, depending on who it is, they are using their experience or their guidance or whatever it is they use to say the things that you may not even be aware that you're feeling, to help you to see more, to connect more with your own heart, your own soul, however you want to phrase it, and to release more deeply, more quickly. So, and sometimes we just need to work with someone. Sometimes it just feels better when we know we're not doing it alone, although we're never doing it alone, but you know what I mean? And sometimes we're more open to allowing ourselves to change when we're working with somebody else. And I find that that's actually true for a lot of people. that if they're doing it for themselves, they don't actually believe that they have the capability of doing what they're doing. So that's one of the limiting beliefs that we have about ourselves. And we do like to do that. We do like to discount ourselves, to assume that we don't know anything, that we can't do anything. And so working with someone else will get you past that belief within you. And you could have that person that you're working with help you work on that belief about you. So then you are more accepting of your own capabilities, of your own power, of your own magnificence. Because we are each and every one of us equal. So there's nothing that I can do that you can't do as well. I may just have been practicing it longer, but there's nothing to keep you from being able to do what I do. It's not like I'm more connected to God than you are, because God is inside of you just like God is inside of me. But there really isn't any difference. It's just a matter of being open and accepting and actually doing the things that you really want to do. So when you are doing the clearings with the EFT, you are changing your life. You are changing who you believe that you are. Because most of the things that we believe about ourselves are not actually true. And that's one of the funny things about life. We go along with these beliefs that say that this is who I am, this is what my life is like. And it's not true. But until you decide that it's not true and you actually clear out that belief, you still get to live that. Because that's your choice. And you always have all of these wonderful choices. So using a faster EFT can make a huge difference in your life, in who you are being, in what you are allowing, in what you are experiencing. So if you want to make changes to you, then this is a wonderful way to do it. So I've used it for, you know, bodily issues, things with weight, even, you know, the upset stomach, stuff like that. I used it for a little bit. Now I had aneurysms behind my eyes, which was 16 years ago, I think. And when they went in and they did the brain surgery, one of the things that happened was apparently they severed the connection between my brain and my sense of smell. So after the surgery, I couldn't smell anything. I mean, you could have put a skunk an inch from my nose and I would not have smelled anything. And that in and of itself was such an incredibly strange experience. Did not smell anything. And at the time I worked at a pharmaceutical plant, and there were some days when we would be processing some items and the air would smell so bad and everybody would say, you know, this is the day that they're doing whatever it was they were doing. And I wouldn't smell it. I couldn't smell anything. It was so difficult to cook because I was a really good cook until I couldn't smell, and then I couldn't cook. You don't recognize the connections that you have in your life until they're gone. Well, over the years, I've gotten some of that sense of smell back, but not really. I mean, I really don't notice smell. I really don't. And so I was tapping on my sense of smell just to see if it would make a difference. And I was cooking that day, and I went to my room, and I was tapping on my sense of smell, and I suddenly realized I could smell what was cooking in the kitchen. And I'm like, you know, 30 feet away from the kitchen, and there's walls between me and the kitchen, and I could smell it, and I was baking potatoes. Which don't have a real strong smell, but I suddenly could smell the potatoes, and it was like, wow, you know, this really does work. And I've also done it on my eyesight, and while I'm still wearing glasses, I did notice that, I'm not sure how to put it into words. As you get older, it seems like your eyesight gets, it's almost like it gets dimmer. I don't know if that's because we're, you know, blowing up cataracts or whatever. But after I did the tapping on my eyesight, things were brighter. That's really the best way that I can phrase it. And, you know, it's something that I want to go back and do again, but I have a whole list of things, you know, that I want to tap on, and I haven't gotten to everything on the list yet. But I've noticed that everything I've tried it on, it has made a difference. I have some stuff that I've had for, you know, since I was in my 20s. And so I've done a little bit of tapping on that again. I just did a couple of times on letting that go, and it made a difference. It's not as bad as it used to be. And I really should just go back and tap some more on it so I can completely and totally clear it up and let it go. But it's not really that important. I guess after you've had something for 30 years, you're like, okay, well, you know, I'll get around to it. So I tap on things that are more important to me. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. You can tap on whatever it is that you want to tap on. But I like to tap on the things that are going to make a difference in my life, in how I feel in each moment. And so it's more about opening my heart and clearing out the beliefs that would keep me small, that would keep me from recognizing my own magnificence, you know, the things that I love to see happening with other people. I want to see that happening with me. And this tapping is allowing me to see that happening with me. And I find that the tapping is something that I can do with other things as well. I was guided to, you know, get this book on making money my friend, and I find myself tapping on issues that come up when I'm reading that book. And even though the author of that book, you know, is giving you a way of clearing out issues, I'm doing what the author recommends, and I'm doing the tapping. So I can feel the shifts as they're happening. So this is something you can combine with other things, and it's perfectly safe. You can't actually cause any harm with this. You may find yourself suddenly feeling different and not know, you know, exactly what you're supposed to do with that, but that's not really causing any harm. It's just opening yourself up to life in a way that you're not used to. And if that brings up fears, then you can tap on the fears and you can let those fears go so you can move forward with your life. It's a beautiful way of clearing yourself, of allowing yourself to be more, to experience more, to have more, to live more. And I would strongly encourage anyone who's interested in it to give it a try. And there's lots of YouTube videos on it. You can just type in Faster EFT. And the guy who developed it, I think his name is Robert Smith, has hundreds of videos on YouTube, and you can choose your issue and tap along with someone while he's working with them. And this is a wonderful way for you to experience the difference that it will make for you. So we get all of these opportunities to make changes in our lives because we keep asking for changes in our lives. And God is always answering us, always. And we're the ones who generally say, oh, well, yeah, but that's not really for me. Because we are so skeptical. and then something else you can tap on, all of that skepticism. So this is your chance to make changes in who you are being, in what you are experiencing in every moment. And I strongly encourage you, you know, to take this opportunity to ask your questions, to allow me to assist you in making changes right now, because there's no better time than right now. You don't have to put it off. You don't ever have to put it off. Excuse me. So what else can I tell you about astroreactivity? Well, I can read to you the actual information about astroreactivity. Master EFT is a method of meridian tapping along with a healing belief system created by Robert Smith that many believe is much easier and even more effective than any other healing methods they have heard of. The method is called Faster EFT, even though it's not really EFT at all. Faster EFT stands for Faster Emotionally Focused Transformation. The Faster EFT belief system is that we are all operating successfully based on our own internal belief system. Your belief system is built from your past experiences, which are all filed away in your subconscious. Everything you have ever heard or experienced is recorded in your brain, and you use that information without even knowing it to make everyday decisions and to react to situations that come up. Faster EFT is similar to EFT's emotional freedom technique in the sense that it uses meridian points when tapping, but the belief system behind Faster EFT creates healing that lasts. EFT believes all kinds of things about energy, etc., that are not a part of Faster EFT. Faster EFT goes deep and addresses the emotional triggers attached to memories and beliefs and quickly cures many of your long-term issues in just one afternoon. With Faster EFT, instead of tapping all the meridian points like traditional EFT, you only tap between your eyes, the side of your eye, under your eye, your collarbone, and then you hold your wrist, breathe deep, and say peace. It also doesn't do the even though and all the other scripts that regular EFT does. What you say will vary, but if you're in a hurry, you can just imagine what is going on that is disturbing you, and then just say, let it go, at each tapping point. And then after you say peace, you can evaluate the intensity again. You just keep tapping until it's gone. Long-term results will come with getting to the bottom of the trigger, those things that really set you off. You can also watch, there's hundreds of videos, like I said, on YouTube, where Robert Smith is tapping on others and speaking about the belief system. Faster EFT is based in, there's some NLP, some hypnosis, some, oh goodness, I can't remember. But there's a bunch of other stuff that tied in with this. One of the things that you can do before you begin tapping is visualize a tree. And then see giant hands come down and pull the tree out, roots and all, and lay it on its side. And then the tree dies. This is just a way of letting your mind, your subconscious mind, know that when you are clearing the issues using the Faster EFT, that you're taking it out, roots and all, and that it all, it's going to die. There's no way that it can continue to affect your life because you are removing every single part of it. And so that's one of the ways that it does get all the way down to whatever it is that triggers what you experience. And everything that we experience in our lives is based on something that happened before. Whether it's something that happened before in this lifetime or past lives, if you believe in that, but it is based on something that is deep within us. And so the faster EFT is going all the way down and pulling it out, roots and all, so this no longer has any effect in your life. And it does actually work, because I've noticed that there were some things, some people that, you know, you have people that you, that trigger you, that when you see them, you just react. You don't think, you just react. And so I've done some clearing work on myself about my relationships with those people. And now when I see those people, there's no trigger. There's nothing upsetting at all. You know, they can say or be whoever they're being, and it has no effect on me because I've taken away the trigger. And sometimes when you do that, you find that the people that used to trigger you really don't know how to react to you because you're not doing what you're supposed to do. You guys have this dance routine, and suddenly they're dancing, and you're not dancing along, and they don't know how to react to that, which is funny, and it's a lot of fun, too, to me, because it means that I have taken back my power, so nobody else is going to have me reacting. Because I've decided that I don't really need to react. I can make conscious choices, which is changing my life. And I don't get into situations with those people the way I used to, because I've changed. Now, if they don't want to change, that's absolutely fine with me. I'll find somebody else that they can trigger, because they can't push my buttons. And when someone can't push your buttons and they want to go around pushing buttons, they're not going to come to you, because obviously it won't do them any good. So it makes a difference in your life in that the people that used to trigger you no longer trigger you, and that those people will usually change or leave your life. And that's actually a good thing. So there's so many... There's so many benefits to this process, to this method. That it's definitely worth just taking a few minutes to try it out. In fact, I think I'll do a round on this dry throat, because I'm not really sure why I'm having this dry throat. So I release my throat of this dry throat. This dry throat. This dry throat. Right. Believe it or not, my throat does feel better. I really can't strongly enough how this really does make a difference in your life. And I strongly encourage everybody to give it a try. And if you find that you need some assistance with it or you have questions with it, then you can contact me. You can send me an email. Because this is about you. This is about you learning who you are. And if you decide that you need someone to work with, you can contact me and we can set up a session so that you can actually clear out an issue. And it doesn't matter if it's a new issue or an old issue, because there's really no limit to what it can do and the difference that it can make in your life. So be aware that this is just one of your options as far as creating the life that you truly love, life that you truly want to live. We always have so many opportunities, so very many opportunities to be more than we've ever imagined ourselves as being. And this faster EFT can help you to live the opportunities. And that's really what it's all about. We always get the options, the choices, about what we are experiencing, who we are being, how we are growing and evolving. And Faster EFT can help you with that. Okay, now I'm at a complete and total loss of words. So think about it. No, I don't really want you to think about it because your brain will come up with 1,001 reasons why you shouldn't do it, because that's what our brains do. But feel about it. If you're one of those people that's afraid to feel, then do a round of the Faster EFT on I'm afraid of feeling and let that go, because it does work on that too, so that you can actually see what is right for you, so that you can feel what is right for you. And know that you really are deserving, you really are worthy, and that you really can have a better life. This is your choice. This is your life. And whatever you do, whatever you decide, absolutely okay. And sometimes we decide something that not actually for our benefit, and that's still absolutely okay, because sometimes we have to go through that in order to see that we don't have to go through that. That's one of the things that the Faster EFT can help you to do, which is get off your own back, to stop criticizing yourself, to stop judging you over what you've done, over what you've said, over who you've been. Because you don't really need to carry that around with you. That's another one of the ways that we pack those extra pounds on our bodies, because of the judgments that we have about ourselves, whether or not we're worthy and deserving. We tend to store that. We store so much else. So, yeah, it's interesting, the more you understand how things really work, and you see that it's really your thoughts. It really, truly is your thoughts that create everything. And we are taught that you are overweight because you didn't eat the right foods. Well, that's not true. It's not what you eat. It's what you think. And that includes thinking about what you eat. Like if you have this strong belief that if you eat a piece of candy, you're going to gain 10 pounds, well, that's your belief for you. That is absolutely true until you let go of that belief. So if you eat a piece of candy, you have to gain 10 pounds to prove to yourself that your beliefs are true. And that's the way we work. Our brains are always working to prove to us our beliefs are true. So it's not the fact that you ate the candy. It's the fact that you believed it would have that impact on you. Everything that happens in your life is based on your beliefs and your thoughts and your expectations. It's really not about what's out there. It's not about that, you know, you've got a boss that doesn't like you. It's that you believe that you have a boss that doesn't like you. And if you believe that that boss doesn't like you to the extent that they're going to fire you, then you are creating that is going to happen, because that is what you believe, because it is your beliefs that truly create what you experience. And I see that more and more now that I'm doing the releasing with Faster EFT, because the results are so fast. And I can see situations in my life that I can really see now that I really did create this, that it really was about what I was thinking, I was believing. And it's just kind of mind-boggling sometimes to really accept that, because there's a part of me that really did not want to believe that I was responsible because I was taught that responsibility was really not a good word, and it was not something you ever wanted to be. Because usually if you were responsible, it was coming out during a time when you were being punished. You know, you had done something wrong, and therefore you were responsible, and the consequences were that you needed to be spanked or whatever it was. And so the word responsibility has a very negative connotation for a lot of people. And I've been working to clear that connotation attached to the word responsibility, because responsibility doesn't have to have any sort of negativity attached to it at all. That can be a very positive experience. But that may be something that you need to clear, because if you are working all of your life to not be responsible, then you're never accepting your power. You're never allowing yourself to create what you truly desire in life, because you're running away from responsibility. And again, that whole picture of running away from responsibility, you know, like the rebellious teenager who, instead of being responsible, is going out with their friends and getting high and, you know, doing all sorts of things. That's what we were taught about responsibility. That's not really what responsibility is about. It really is about your ability to respond to life, your ability to respond to your choices, your ability to respond to your heart's desires. That's what responsibility is about. So if you have this belief that responsibility is this heavy, negative thing, definitely do some faster EFT on that and clear that out, because that's actually keeping you from experiencing the beauty and joy of responding to life. Things are often not what we believe that they are. We are not what we believe that we are. And it's a time when it is so incredibly easy for us to start making changes, for us to start stepping into our power and becoming who we were truly meant to be. Don't let this time pass you by. And I know today is one of those days when the energies are really, I can feel them on my head, you know, because of the equinox and, oh, and now everything else is going on. You have to talk to one of those astrology people to fully understand it, but you can feel the difference. And so if you're feeling out of kelter, what is a kelter? If you're feeling that today, then you can also do some of the faster EFT tapping on that, on your energy level, on feeling out of sorts. So you can clear up some of that energy bog that you might be going through. And that's perfectly okay, because you have a right to feel good. You really do. And you're not, you know, it's not like God said, okay, today you're not going to feel good, and that's just the way it's going to be, and there's nothing we can do about it. Because you are always, always given a choice. So remember that. You really are always given a choice. And if you want to experience faster EFT, like I said, you can go to YouTube, type in faster EFT, and there's lots of videos. If you want to start changing your body, then you can join the class, and you can join at any time, because this is an ongoing class. And it's on Mondays at noon and 6 p.m. Those are all Central Time. And you can find the information on my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Under special courses, and it's only $10 a class. So, you know, you can spend $10 a week and start making major changes in your life and in your body. And it really does allow you to feel the love that is there for yourself. And there's nothing more wonderful than that. Even if, you know, it doesn't change anything, even if your skin doesn't change, your body doesn't change, you change. Because the way you feel about you changes. And actually, the other things change along with it, but the most important thing is you. And like I said, if you decide you want to do a session with me, doing the Faster EFT to clear up some issue in your life, then you can contact me through my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com, or you can send me an email at DGH, or divinelyguidedhealing, @gmail.com, and that email address is in the Blog Talk episode information as well as on my website. And we can set something up, schedule a session so that you can experience the difference in your life. And if you're a first time client, then you can do the trial session, which is $20 for 20 minutes, and you will experience a difference in those 20 minutes because it doesn't take a long time. That's why it's called Faster EFT, because it is a faster way to make these changes in your life. So this is all about you. It's about who you are being, who you are choosing to be. And if you are ready to change your life, and there is no better time than now. So don't keep putting it off. There's absolutely no need to. This is your chance. This is your life. This is your choice. So I will be back on Tuesday. And if you need to contact me, I've just told you lots of ways to do that. I hope everyone has a beautiful, beautiful weekend. And don't forget, tap if you need to. Okay. Thanks for listening.